Fireball.
Nothing beats parking at Melbourne Airport. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au.
Tame and King.
Fireball.
There's plenty going on this morning. Looking forward to getting stuck into it with you. What about this for a show? Our McCafe menu is loaded. The review of last night's 22-point win from the Lions. How good were they dismantling Melbourne in every phase of the game? We'll do that after 7 o'clock, but if you want to have your say earlier, you can. 1-300-736-736 if you want to join in. Port Adelaide GM of football, big week at Port Adelaide. There's been some succession plan talk with Josh Carr and Ken Hinckley, and one of their players was suspended for 3 weeks for a homophobic slur. So we'll speak to CD. The Friday agenda is back, and then one of the best in the business to do it from afl.com.au. Cow Toomey with all the news. The best analyst in football sits alongside of me on a Friday. His name is David King. Kingy, good morning.
Morning, Cornsy. It's has been going on in here. Been going
in
on
a different
behind the
studio.
Scenes. Well, I'll tell you what.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, it had to happen. Ratings haven't been that good. We've been bumped. We've been bumped to the small one upstairs.
No.
I know. It's a bad result.
Hey, let's get to the bottom of this. Who's taking our spot in the main studio?
Well, I don't want to say too much, but Sammy Watson pressed a couple
good
of
morning.
Buttons. He pressed a couple of buttons and blew the whole thing up, I think.
Oh, no.
Don't want to say too much, though.
Get him on.
He's had a bad 24 hours. He's playing twos this week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
what is going on? Where is he? Get him on.
He's sitting right next to me. He's a bit stressed, the kid.
Sam, hit your microphone. What is going on?
What have you done?
What has happened?
We got a call from Geordie about 2 minutes ago saying we have to come upstairs. There's something wrong with the downstairs studio. And
Gary Lyons spilled coffee again?
Definitely wasn't me pressing any buttons, but maybe it was Gary spilling coffee. I don't know.
That sounded
disaster.
Like, you know what that sounded like? That sounded like bring Geordie in on this one as well. Let's spread the load here.
I can see Geordie out the back there with a smirk on his face.
Yeah.
So we'll try and get to the bottom of this because I'm not sure that explanation is satisfactory.
No, you know what? It never happens during Jordan's show. Have you noticed that? He's our lead into ours. It goes smooth as silk.
Oh. It's unbelievable.
So we're going to have a bit of trouble getting some callers in, so just feel free to keep texting.
Well, we can't take callers.
You're stuck with me, baby.
This is getting better and better. I wanted to do the quiz this morning. Well, hopefully we got it sorted by the time we can get the quiz on.
That'd be a disaster, wouldn't it? That'd really rock my day if that happened. I'd hate that.
There's a lot of people that are hanging for the quiz this morning. If we can't play the quiz and or take calls, can we get interviews on? Well, where are we at? Are we just speaking for 3 hours together?
When the music stopped at 6:01, mate, I was just happy you were on the other end. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves just yet. Let's just relax. Hey, how's the week been?
Mixed. I survived. I survived. How was yours? Get back in one piece.
You moved through that pretty quick. Yeah.
I got a feeling you might want to just delve into it a little bit deeper. I'm sure you're happy just to let it go through the keeper and we can move on and look forward.
You know, it'd have been a rough weekend. It'd have been a long week over in Adelaide because you're catching up with everyone.
You hadn't slept.
Well, last week was a tough one. Last Friday morning was hard yards, I can tell you. I was working on fumes. And you kept getting stuck into me. I knew things were going wrong when that guy knocked on the window and said, "Do you want a coffee?" And I said, "Yes," thinking he worked for us. And he was a random.
And it was your fourth coffee in about 40 minutes.
Well, someone offers, you say yes. You haven't offered, by the way, in 10 years.
No, I got you one last week. You just can't remember because you hadn't been to bed.
No, I had been to bed. Don't say that. What was I saying? So, yeah, so it was a great weekend, but don't get me wrong, I was happy to get out of there.
Yeah,
I got out of there Saturday night, so it wasn't too bad. But it was a great success in the end. Everyone was very happy. Everyone's talking glowingly about it.
Who was best on ground from your dealings? Who made the most of the 3 or 4 days here in Adelaide from those that you dealt with?
Well, I embrace humour. Anyone that can make you laugh constantly. And there's about we got three rippers. Ben Dixon was all time last week.
Was he?
Yeah, I thought things were going south quickly when he was driving us to Mount Barkham. For some reason, we were driving up a dirt road into a farmhouse. And I said, at what stage do you expect an oval to jump out of the out of the hills here and just present itself? So he was good fun. Alistair Lynch, you know, Lynchy's one of the world's great humans.
Yeah,
he's always entertaining. So good to see him, and it is just good to catch up with footy people, like catching up with Matty Nix. I know I think you take it for granted when you're in Adelaide that you catch up with these guys so easily. We really don't see too many of the interstaters, so you've got to grab them when you can. So it was good experience, good fun for me, but your weekend was a bit different. Your weekend was strange.
It was a bit strange.
I don't know how that – I really enjoyed watching you getting beat up on Wednesday. I didn't think it would happen again on Friday. When I left you Friday morning here in one piece.
I know. And then I got invited to go on the show.
Was your first error. You decided to start seeing other people and how that treat you.
That is true. But we did that. We had Brownie on, and I was more than happy to go on and take the you-know-what out myself. So Friday afternoon, 3:30, they actually said, this would have been interesting, they were broadcasting from a pub somewhere here in Adelaide, and Luke Tunnicliffe is the producer, does a great job. He said, can you come to the pub and do it live?
Oh.
So thank goodness I didn't... You'd go there and do it live.
You'd have them up again.
The boxing gloves out again. But so it's 3:30.
Oh, no, don't do that, Paul.
And Lucy and I, we were staying in the city, and I just thought we'll go for a leisurely walk. And as we're doing the walk, I'll just do a quick, you know, four or five minute interview with the Triple M boys and take the you know what out of myself and let Brownie gloat for a little bit. So I'm walking along the banks of the River Torrens, beautiful sunny day, and then about 7 minutes into the interview, things went south.
It took a nasty turn. Could Lucy hear the whole interview?
No, she was like, because I was struggling to get reception for some reason on the Vodafone's hopeless. So I just went up onto the hill.
I love that feedback. I hope they're not a sponsor.
Well, that's true. I just went up into the hill.
Can you not do that? No. Every time you do this, I get in trouble. Okay, get me.
No, they're great. I've been with Vodafone for a long time. Very loyal customer.
Did you notice a little bit of fireball envy? I think that's where it's come from. I think Das wants a piece of Friday fireball. It feels like he's missing out. He got his opportunity to embrace Fireball.
Das wouldn't last 30 seconds on Fireball. He doesn't want to upset anyone. That was the whole premise of his argument. He wants to play a straight bat and be very positive and not offend anyone or not have a strong opinion. That was sort of what the whole argument was about. Well, and I feel like Fireball Friday, the brand is that. So I guarantee he'd last 20 seconds on Fireball.
I don't want to say too much, but I did wake up this morning to a little email that was sent to me from an ldarcy@live.com.
Oh, no. He's far from the All-Australian player that he once was. He was terrible last night. He looks finished to me. I'm so sick of the Essendon Edge. So they refuse to defend. It boggles my mind, and they look lost. Stupid. And now, once again, they're not listening to me. It was a brain fade.
That was just this week. That's since last Friday.
He could have used any one of those examples, yet he couldn't come up with one.
Mate, you know, I was listening to the interview, and I was thinking, if you had the ability to phone a friend, I could have given him 100. I can't believe he fumbled.
He could have gone with Lingy when I had a crack at Lingy.
I've sort of got to know your fight style, right? This is a bit that makes me laugh. As soon as he just panicked for one moment, and went with Cochin. He had about seven things to get through. He didn't get past Cochin. You just nailed him. Is that it? Is that it? Is that all you got? I thought he could go for an hour and a half here. But I'll tell you.
The best bit, was because he had a crack at the gym bit and said that he saw me on Thursday or Friday at the gym and I looked sad and I didn't want to talk to anyone. I had my head down on the exercise bike full of sweat and my headphones in. I wasn't sort of looking for a conversation at the gym. But so on Monday, after all of this has passed and it's blown over, I go to the gym and he's the first person I see.
No way.
Still in Adelaide at the gym.
Did you race over?
100%. Yeah, 100% I raced over. So I put my things down in the locker at the gym and gathered my thoughts. And he was over by the bench press and I just...
Over by the bench press. There he was, by the bench press.
So I did go straight over and reach the hand out to shake hands, and I said something along the lines of, g'day, Das, I didn't want to be accused of being sad, so I came over and said hello. And it was, look, it was fine. There's a difference of opinion there. I don't need to go into exactly what was said, but he was friendly enough, and we had a 10-minute conversation and we move on. There's, as I said, there's differences of opinions all the time in football. He's got one and I've got one, and
yeah, well, I was,
we move on.
No, we don't move on. No.
Come on, whoa. You spent 20 minutes on the fight last week.
I'll tell you when we're ready to move on. I wasn't operating with full function last week. So Dar sent me the email. I'll tell you, during the fight, during the little stoush, the on-air stoush, I thought Damien Barrett was very good sticking up for you.
So did
I. I thought Nathan Brown, very supportive and jumped in early a couple of times.
Yeah, what about the Chief?
The Chief, proud of the Chief.
Yeah.
Our captain. Well, he's not our captain. Sarah's our captain. He's our vice captain, but he's very, very close to captaincy at Fox. He's the best to work with at Fox. He was very good for you. He actually gave you the chocolates. But there's one bloke that I'd like to put on notice.
All right.
And he won't be winning any Victoria Crosses for bravery, acts of valour. Mark Howard. How silent was Mark Howard? He's the host of the thing. Where was he?
I didn't
Did you know he was there?
No. He introduced me and he gave me a lovely introduction.
And that was it.
Yeah. Now that you say that,
mate,
he did.
There was no listen. Come on, Dars. That's a bit strong. You know, his host. You know, he's down big file. Let's just sort of. He's been good enough to come on. Let's just sort of mosey through. It reminded me a little bit of this.
Put him up.
Yeah, remember Boomer? Put him up. The old, the cowardly lion on the Wizard of Oz. No courage. Come on, Howie.
Well, it's an awkward position for them to be in. Well, they've got their guy there, and they've got someone who doesn't work for them on the other end of the phone line. It's a hard way. That's why I couldn't believe all of them sort of jumped in. So thank you, Damo and Chief.
The courage of Mark Howard was a little bit reminiscent of that night. That night things got willing at the Ramsgate, and you were hiding under the table at home. Oh. You were that far from it.
Can we move on now, or you still got more?
No, I've got heaps, but we can always bounce in and out.
I want to bounce in and out because you and I have been doing this show for, is this our third year? I think it's our third year. I
guess who knows. But year 10.
We've argued about run with players a lot.
Yes.
Baggers.
Yes.
You said you can't do them. I say I love them.
Well, some you can't do.
I want more of them. And I love the Fox footy coverage. You just mentioned Sarah and Chief and Joey last night and the insights that you get. And then you were asking the panel and demanding a tag for Christian Petrarca. And I'm sitting back going, hang on, Kingy, we've argued about this for 2 years. And you wanted a...
I've got a list. My list downstairs with me stuff I thought we were going to be doing the show from.
Oh, no.
So we're upstairs. I've got no list. No, I've got 10 guys you have to tag in the comp.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good question.
Club 10.
0433-981116.
Don't ring in. Don't bother ringing.
You can't ring in. You can text us at the moment. So we've had a meltdown. Text us in. Well, what's the 40 weeks timber text? Get your unique bed match profile and find the right bed for you. Because Kingy and I have been arguing about no tags. And I tune into Fox Footy and he's demanding a Christian Petrarca tag. He's going around the panel and said, would you tag him?
And what did they do?
You're getting quite aggressive.
And what did they do?
Demanding it.
And what did they do?
And they did it well. But I've been saying they should do it all the time.
No,
and you've been saying, nah, it affects your structure. No. It's a thing of the pay. It's old
That's what
school.
The clubs tell me.
Well, that's what you've been telling me for 2 years.
Don't, as Carol would say, don't shoot the messenger.
So who are the 10?
Hey, listen, this is, I can see through your lies too, right? If you're going to start fighting with other people, don't bring it back here, right? No. I know you watch First Crack. And we talked about this on First Crack last week. Don't pretend you didn't watch it.
I actually, hand on heart, don't watch First Crack. I watch the social media breakout sometimes from First Crack. I don't watch it live. So I must have missed that if it was on. And I did see some of your stuff on 360, which I thought was very, very good on the Essendon Football Club. So I want to talk about that. And I saw some other things that you said about the Western Bulldogs this week, which I also thought was good. So I want to deep dive that with you, maybe in the agenda.
Can we have a laugh?
Bit later on.
We've got to go to an ad while we get the phones going?
You've got 2 minutes.
All right. How many teams are in the comp?
18.
Can we just have a quick little listen to this?
I'm going to make a bold prediction here now, Sam. You can lock in 6 finals teams right now.
Oh, 6?
Now, I don't really normally do this at this stage, but I cannot see how Melbourne, the Giants, the Cats, Carlton, Port and the Swans won't play finals. Which one of those teams won't play finals, Sam?
I would never disagree with
that. So that leaves two spots up for grabs. Now, the four winless teams, I don't think they're going to get there. So the Crows, West Coast, Hawthorn and North Melbourne are gone. I'm saying the two spots up for grabs are between Collingwood, the Dogs, Suns and Brisbane, with St Kilda just behind. And that leaves in no man's land a little bit.
Essendon and Richmond.
So he's mentioned 17 teams. I love Richo. He's a ripper, Richo. He's left out Fremantle totally. They're not even in no man's land. So what are you when you're not even in no man's land?
Well, tell me about the feedback that the Fremantle fans provide, because I know you've been on the end of some of it.
I must admit, I did text Richo. I said, good luck over the next few days. They're relentless.
I want to abstain from any Richo slander, because he will come at me. So I'm out of this.
Richo, if you're up on a Friday,
I did not have anything to do with that.
No, as a representative of Fireball Friday, I think it's on you to just tweet, hey, Richo, there's 18 teams. Before the end of the show, I want you to send him publicly, nothing private, hey, Richo, there are 18 teams.
I don't know if I can, Kingy. I'm at war with Channel 7. They're all coming after me. This would be a disaster.
Get on the front foot with this. Don't be on the back foot all the time.
Geez, you get me into trouble. The Masters is on. We'll keep you up to date with that as well. I want to ask the question, not that you can ring us at the moment. We'll sort that out in a second. But what's the best way to watch the Masters? So if you're lucky enough to have the two options, free-to-air, KO, there's a million channels. What is the best way for a casual golf fan, not a rusted-on, you know, lives and breathes golf, just your casual fan to watch the Masters? Can someone please let me know that? But your man, Bryson DeChambeau, DeChambeau.
Mate. This is a great day. This is a great day for the data guys.
Yeah.
He is data. He's the man with the extra long clubs and all that sort of rubbish.
Cam Smith is 2-under through 8. We'll keep a close eye on the Aussies. But DeChambeau, is it DeChambeau or DeChambeau?
Bryson DeChambeau.
DeChambeau is the way to say it. I've heard it multiple ways. Is through 17 holes, 7-under. A nice start from him. But what's the best way to watch it? Let us know. We're up and running. Kingy's trying to get me in all sorts of trouble this morning.
All
we're
right,
going to speak about last night's game. Chris Davies, Cow Toomey, and hopefully, I'm hoping we can take some of your calls very shortly.
Hey, Richo, there's 18 teams.